This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The housing crisis continues, but the real estate market is heating up again across the country. With home prices climbing, makes you wonder, whatever happened to all that shadow inventory of foreclosed homes we heard so much about? Here's Shannon Mullen.
The thing about a shadow, it can look a lot scarier than the object that's casting it.
The big elephant in the room of shadow inventory has gone on a diet over the last 18 months.
Darren Blomquist is vice president of Realty Track, a website that counts and markets foreclosure properties. He says some analysts worried up to 10 million delinquent mortgages, foreclosures, and bank-owned homes would hover off the market indefinitely, depressing prices and prospective buyers.
The doomsday scenario hasn't played out yet.
Instead, shadow inventory peaked at just over 2 million homes in 2008. And now the tracking firm CoreLogic says it's down to 1.5 million. Blomquist says, number one, banks are helping more homeowners avoid foreclosure. Some lenders don't have a choice, thanks to growing state and federal pressure. And turns out, keeping people in their homes can also be better for a bank's bottom line.
The letter of suspension, when we suspended the foreclosure, that's all in here. Legal bills paid.
At the savings bank in Wakefield, Massachusetts, senior loan officer Kathleen Beaulieu rifles through a thick file for a delinquent loan she recently modified.
We're not in the real estate business. We're in the money business. The bank does not make any money by foreclosing on somebody's home and selling the property.
But banks are increasingly letting people sell homes worth less than they owe. That's because more buyers are looking for bargains, including investors who buy in bulk. So short sales are up, while foreclosure filings are down year over year. But Realty Track's Darren Blomquist says nearly 13 million borrowers are still underwater.
Right now, those homeowners are behaving well and making their mortgage payments, the vast majority of them.
If they stay current as the economy grows, Blomquist says there won't be much of a shadow left to keep the housing market from really heating up. In Boston, I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.